Get outside. Is it nice out? Whoa. It's supposed to be 71 today. Is it exciting? It is a joy of joys for me to come to this church. I love Pastor and Mrs. Ray. I love them. And I'm not just saying this. I love them going back many years and then to be dear friends as we are. And I'm always so honored when he asked me back. I think they asked me back to see if they can figure me out still. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But I'm talking on something that I was asked to speak on. It's the word loyalty. And I have been in this same church for 59 years. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior February the 9th, 1966. And I've never been the same. You know, someone said to me, do you feel like you're normal? No. To me, normal is boring. Don't you think so? I'm normal. I'm just normal. I don't want any part of normal. I'm not a person that tries to draw attention by any means. I just cause attention somehow, but I don't mean to. So I thought I'd share some things with you. I'm talking to myself. I'm just going to include you, okay? Because when I speak, I'm talking to myself. I'm not finished by a long shot. And I'm a first-generation Christian. I mentioned it yesterday. I'm learning everything. Okay, Loretta, didn't you say, now I'm on Spotify, and I'm thinking, what in the world is all this? What do they call that, Spotify? What is it called? A podcast. My daughter, who has lost 6 babies, when she lost the last one, she said, number 5, she said, Mom, I'm a teacher. I believe I'm a teacher in elementary education. She got her education, graduated, taught for 12 years. Her health took a dive. And then she said, when she lost that number 5 baby, she said, if God is choosing me not to have children, I'd like to rejoice with those that have children, are having children. She became a doula. Can you imagine how hard that would be to be there all these births and she can't have a child? So now she has this podcast. I hope I'm saying it right. It's not a bad word. I know it's not a bad word, but I'm so careful. And it's called Mama Minded, M-A-M-A Minded. And so she said to me, I said, what is this? She said, in her house, she has an exception. It has Mama Minded, a script on lights. She said, Mom, you're the matriarch of our family. What does that mean? You're the main one, I guess, the main by a mom and the dad. And she said, I want you to be, and I want to interview you on, it was on last night. If you want to have some fun and look it up, it's on Mama Minded, and it's 40 and pregnant. That was me. And back in that day and age, it would say, they had a shirt that said, I'd rather be 40 than pregnant. My pastor said, I'm going to get you a shirt that says I'm 40 and pregnant, because I was. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I was like, I've loved children. We've had 8 pregnancies and 2 perfect children in heaven because they were chosen by God, and I wasn't their mother to mess them up. You know, so I have those 2 in heaven, and I love it. So she now, last night, I tried to listen to it this morning, her interviewing me. If you could have heard the 2 of us. Like 2 mental cases, you know. Again, I get tickled easy. You may notice that. But having babies, isn't it a gift of God? A gift from God to have a child? No, it's not a perfect life. You work at it. You have disappointments. But, boy, the blessings of being a mother. I love it. I love it. I love it. When I was pregnant, one of you beauty queens, I mean, you were beautiful when you were pregnant. You glistened. Your hair would shine. I broke with pimples all over my face, throwing up 9 months, vomiting. My hair was drab all the time. I'd wash it an hour later. It looked drab. I mean, it was horrible. And I just never felt like this beauty queen. I missed it somehow really bad. I thought, now I'm going to go to the doctor's office and I'm going to be the oldest, you know, great grandmother that's going to be there. When I went to the doctor's office, I was almost 41. A lady was 43 and 46. I was a young chick. You know? But I didn't do well with my pregnancies. And you know how people, I gained 19 pounds in one day. I mean, it was like that for me. When I was pregnant, I went, no joke, my first pregnancy, 33 pounds. I want to achieve. Why stop there? The second baby, 33 pounds. No, wait, no, 36, no, no, excuse me, 63 pounds. No, no. I went further because I want to be a winner, you know? Yeah, right. I still remember number 3, the night before our son Michael was born, I ate 6 donuts at Dunkin' Donut. And my husband said, don't you think you've had enough? And I said, no. You know, like witch hazel on a broom. And I thought, and then I went into labor. When you go into labor, the digestive system slows down. I never wanted to see a donut till an hour later. I wanted another donut, you know. It was crazy. When the baby was born, I am not exaggerating. I went from, ready? You're going to be proud of me. I went from a size 10 to a size 20 all by myself in 9 months. Yes. And then when the baby was born, I said to the doctor, who's a gynecologist, OB doctor, very, very famous in our area. She's passed away, I'll never forget it. It's a boy. I said, oh, how many? She says, what do you mean, how many? How many are in there? She goes, one. I said, double check. I really did. She got so tickled over that. I went home from the hospital wearing a size 20 and over 200 pounds all by myself. I know you're proud, and I know you wish it was you. No, you don't. And I'll never forget you. And then I play this little game with myself. You know what? If Roy thinks, that's my husband, if he thinks I'm a little large, I'll lose. I fixed one of his favorite meals is cube steak. And you make cream and mushroom soup, a little bit of butter, milk, and you cook it with onions and garlic powder, and you cook it till just like, it almost melts in your mouth. You just cut it so easy. Mashed potatoes, gravy, salad, buttered corn. He walked in, I said, now if he thinks I'm a little large, I'm gonna lose. Hi, honey. Oh, I missed you. Please have a seat. I have your favorite meal. Rub his shoulders. Roy, do you think I'm a little large? And he said, little? I never thought he'd say such a thing. Needless to say, I had 3 more babies. 10 years later, started all over again. I think he was afraid of being left alone with me. And so we had 3 more. And I gained 19 and a half pounds. I thought that was good, but it was more fun at the 83. It really was. Not really. But anyway, I thought about something that would fit in with loyalty, playing follow the leader. Girls, would you come? Have you ever played follow the leader? Okay, here's the leader, and these follow. Watch how she leads, and do they follow? Oh, look at them. Look at them. They're all doing so well. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Excuse me. Follow the leader. Follow. You're not going to follow the leader, huh? Do you know if you get out of the game? I really like Catherine. See, that's what happens when you lead, you know. And so they're following, but one isn't following. Why? And when you don't follow, you lose. It really do. Did you ever play follow the leader? I thought that was a perfect illustration. It's so much fun until you get your own way. Yeah. I'm not following. But you may not say it, but you show it through your facial. Girls, we talk with our facial expressions. Body language. When your husband, you have all 4,000 of your children, they're all eating together, 6 of them. And he says, Jojo, could you just iron this shirt real fast? Oh. As you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're wiping, you know, messes up. When you have 6 kids, and you may not believe this, but we have a very lively home, a lot of fun home. We really do. Our kids are all different personalities. I remember one time in particular, I'm cooking. I always made a hot breakfast and we have a big meal every day. I mean, sometimes it's leftovers, but I never was raised that way. So, you know, we want to say, I wasn't raised this way. Well, I wasn't. My mom and dad were business people. We cook, maybe have a sandwich, a hamburger. The only time we actually had a hot meal was after Mass, 11 o'clock Mass on Sundays, and she made bacon and eggs. And I'm not blaming my mother, please. It's just the idea. I wasn't raised that way, but I was going to do it because my mother-in-law did it. She made men's suits. I made a hanky, and I pulled this little string, and it came apart. That wasn't bad compared to what I did next. Super jiffy, jiffy, super jiffy, jiffy, jiffy pattern shifts. I should have used a hot glue gun. It would have been easier. I just didn't pay much attention. I cut it all out. I didn't press down the seams, any of that. I didn't have a zipper. It was too complicated. There's had a V. I got a V here, no neck right here. But I decided I wanted to be very festive. When I gained all that weight, I had a bright, bright lime green dress with big white and yellow daisies. I had a daisy necklace, daisy earrings. Whoa. I was like a big, bright, lime green bush walking around. I walked out, and my husband, he was like, whoa, whoa. So bright. Like, what do they call it? Not iridescent. What do you call it? What is it? Almost like fluorescent. I was so proud of myself. Where are you going to wear it? Church. I walked in. It was like, whoa, whoa. We sat in the back. Warm day. Well, there was this little thing, the old-fashioned sewing machine, the pedal. And there was a little thing called tension adjustment or something like this. I'm against tension. I want to relieve it. So there was a little thing that went back and forth. I just pushed it, this little piece of metal. I didn't know that was the size of the stitch. I get into church, big stitches. I didn't know how to measure the dress. I just did the best I could, cut it out, sewed it down, went to church. Not exactly in that order, but I mean like a day later or whatever. We get in church and I sat down and my husband said, I really can't believe you made that dress. That's wonderful. I said, I know. I did it by myself. And I remember sitting down, large body, one baby, but there should have been more. And my husband sitting next to me, and it was by the K-beams in the back by our church. And when they turned the air conditioner, the vent, you know, I mean, the blower, it was so refreshing. I felt like it went right through me because it did. When I sat down, my dress opened up all the way down. I didn't notice it. I was just cool. My husband went, you are everywhere. Let's go. And I didn't have a slip on. I just grabbed the side seams and left. Oh, you're going to have things like that. I wasn't following any leadership. I should have been. I should have been following the pattern, following the people. I've had more situations. Today, we're going to just go over a few things. One is Philippians 2:3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let us each esteem other better than themselves. I love to build somebody. Don't you? You see somebody and you don't like the color they have on. You don't think it's their best color. They have that on. And you see me, you said, do you like that color? I've never seen you in that color. I've never seen you in that style. Like you're in pain. Does it not look good? It's not your color. Well, what is my color? It's not this one. And what do they have to do? Go home to change it? We say things that can be so hurtful. I had girls do that because one person is chosen to be the leader. We line up behind the leader. We follow and copy the actions, the movements of the leader. Anyone who does not successfully follow, you don't succeed, you fail. Someone has to be the leader. My husband's my leader, and he really is. This morning, oh, I just felt so bad for him. He was at one of his sewing, it's an all-men's group that meets at 8 o'clock, and then he goes into a prayer meeting from the church, and people come for that. He's in charge of that. Then he goes on visitation, and he visits till 4 o'clock every single Saturday. He's just like a clock. You know, and he'll be there tonight to greet me. And I left. I made chicken enchiladas. Would the Stouffer's help me a little bit? Stouffer's. He's very kind to me when I'm doing this. And then they heat it up and they put sour cream. I made a big pot of Kansas City chili also. So if something happens to me while I'm gone, if my plane crashes, his new wife's going to know I took care of them. He's going to know I didn't just leave it a mess. And so Roy, he got on the phone this morning. I said, how's your day going? He's always up. Not so good. I said, what's up? He goes, oh, it's a great day. But you know where he's having all this, the leakage now and all, all his clothes were covered, everything. And he had to leave this meeting. And I felt so bad for him. The device they gave him to use till Monday, it's not working. And I just felt so bad for him. But he said, it's going to be okay. Because I'm going home, I'm going to change, I'm going to double up things, and then I'm going to go out visiting. Pray I win somebody to Christ, JoJo. Pray the Lord uses me. It's absolutely, we pray together. Oh, I don't know you, but someone has to be the leader. He's mine, and I'm very excited about it. An important word for the word, your leader, is to care for them. To care. I want to care for Roy, not some other woman. You know what I'm saying? And I use that word often. C, an acrostic, C, the letter underneath it, A, underneath it, R, underneath it, E. I use it often. C, be concerned. Be concerned about your pastor. Be concerned about his family, his wife, his children. Be concerned about your husband, your children, your grandchildren. Isn't it the greatest thing, grandchildren? No, it would have been easier if they came first. If we could have been allowed to have the grandchildren first somehow. It would have been nice. It doesn't work that way. But I love being a grandma. My granddaughter is infatuated with Shelley Hamilton. Well, she's just turned 5 last Sunday, and she always says, Nana, let's play. You're going to be Megan, and I'll be Shelley. I said, okay. No, you're Shelley, and I'm Megan. Then she'll say, no, Nana, you're nothing. You just cheer. She gets at the piano. She can't sing. God never moves without purpose or pain. Plan, and the pain is her singing. You know, I mean, it's just, it is priceless, but she follows who's ahead of her leading. I love this. Reach out to people. C, be concerned. A, be attentive to their needs. It's every avenue of our life. R, reach out. E, eager and enthusiastic. Okay, I care. She says, care, I care. Okay, I'll be attentive to the needs. Okay, reach out. But we don't do that last one. Eager and enthusiastic. Oh, I've got to do this. And I always say, it's not you have to, you get to. I got to wake up this morning. It may sound funny to you, but there's a day I'm not going to wake up. And one of these days where these kidneys are going to go, and I know it. He said, here's normal, the nephrologist. You're over here, about to go over. But I've been held like this for 14 years. You know when I say, God, I'm yours. Please use me. Use me for eternity values. Lord, please use me. Don't come here and just in vain. Use me. To be on the phone with my husband. I'm getting on 2 planes today because I have a layover in Denver. And that was my last word I said to him is, I love you, Roy. I hurt for you. It have to hurt. We're going to have the best trip going to Mayo. Who's going to have a best trip? We are. I've already got things planned. You know, you can have fun and enjoy it or gripe. I'm not looking forward to all this leading. To be driving a car. When coming back, he will not be able to drive. He's going to be laying flat. You know what I'm saying? But I can do this. I get to do it. I'm so excited. But just so many things are going. So C, be concerned. A, be attentive. R, reach out. E, eager and enthusiastic. You be your husband's greatest cheerleader. You be the greatest cheerleader, the lady in the neighborhood. When you come to church, sit there, get involved, be happy about it. You know what I mean? Instead of, how long is he going to preach? And we're looking at, and he's watching you, you know, but I love to go to church. I've had more crazy things happen to me in church though. There's a family, their dad died at 25 years old and left a 2-year-old and a 5-month-old baby. And they're like my little buddies. They're now, by the way, married. One has 3 children. One has 1. They're married. But I always see them in the Jack House, the auditorium of our church. And I'd see them up there. And I always did something. I was with them at his death. Their mom used to babysit for me. It's just a bond that I've created that I love. And I'd look at them in church in our auditorium. And I'd go, and they'd see me every Sunday. And we'd go. Always. And now they're growing up, you know, so they're like 2 and maybe 5 or that type of thing. Oh, precious kids. The one Sunday I went and sat in my seat with all our kids, and I always turned to find them. I wonder if they see me. Statins. And I thought, oh, they see me? And he went, well, there was a visitor sitting right below them that did see me. This man. And he went like this. Looked around, is she blowing a kiss to me? And he went, how do you handle that? I do not blow kisses to strange men. I blow kisses to one man. You know, I mean, I have the craziest things that happen to me. But that thing, eager and enthusiastic, if you ever want to look it up, look up the word enthusiasm. It's a keen, intense interest. It doesn't mean you're having balloons and whoo, whoo, whoo. Not at all. At a party, it's that way, but you just be excited. Be excited. Also, enthusiasm in the Greek means theos, which means in God. Are we in God? To be excited. Ladies, we only come through this day today one time. One time. I don't know where I'll be, really, an hour from now. I don't know, neither do you. Just like Karen, her husband literally died in her arms. We don't know. Let's live life and love it. Let's think about the people that you love and have some enthusiasm. You be your husband's greatest cheerleader, not his secretary. Get it? Sometimes I change my name and I call my husband. Hey, Roy baby, this is Ginger. He said, well, Ginger, how are you? I said, better now that I'm talking to you. But the other day he had me on speakerphone in a meeting with 12 men. Who's Ginger? JoJo. Or our pastor, one time I talked to him, I said, I want to spend quality time with Roy. And we have many kids. You all know what I'm saying. We pretty much every week have a date night. Sometimes we go to White Castle and share a hamburger. I mean, they're called belly bombers. Anyway, we'll just, because we don't have a lot of money, maybe. It's not often, but we usually have a set amount. We'll go to Minor Dunn. They get a junior cheeseburger and fries for $4.99. And we get water, and we put lemons in it. And sweetener, we have lemonade. I mean, you can make things. I learned that. Well, I keep thinking of all these things right now. So we get ready to go out. We'll think, oh, we can do this. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Make the best of everything that you do instead of just like, you know, I don't know where I'll be. I don't know Roy will be here. I'll be here the next time, even today. And I just enjoy being with him. I've got so many things going through my mind, too many stories. Oh, too many stories. But I remember one time I saw our pastor and I said, I don't want to take Roy away from the work, but we've been extra busy. And he says, JoJo, here's what you need to do. The kids are at school, right? I said, yes. He said, you work for the bus ministry by the vineyard. And I said, yes, sir. You have a lunch hour, right? I said, yes, sir. He said, get it. Very appropriate how he said it. He said, why don't you go home and have a special lunch just with the two of you? I went, oh. So it's just quiet. You can be there alone. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, need to go in detail. Do you know what I mean? And show your love to him. So I thought through it. And this is how I get myself in trouble. Yeah. Dialed his number, 219-689-7709. Don't you dare call him and say you're Ginger. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. And here's thinking my way into his life. Hey, Roy baby. Remember the old phones that a little light would go on? Or a talking beeper? Do you all know? Are you all too young for this? And here I am. I thought through it. Hello, Roy, baby. This is JoJo. Why don't you come home for a hot lunch? I was so excited, but he was in the intensive care ward at St. Margaret's Hospital over a dying man with the whole family crying. And as the phone goes off, it's hooked to his belt, and he's hitting his key. He couldn't stop me talking. He's hitting the... Hello, Roy, baby. This is JoJo. Why don't you come home for a hot lunch? You know? And the nurse said, what is that? What is that noise? I said... He said, it's my wife. She's in my pocket. You know, I mean, just like, oh, just somebody has to follow the leader. And I'm glad I get to do it. The leader of my life is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in control. I've already given full reins to him. I'm yours. You use me today. Put the people in my path that I can help today, Lord. Let me encourage. Let me put a smile on someone's face. May someone just step out a little bit to make your life a little more exciting. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow it. I'm a very a thinker, and I'm a very strong leader when I have to be. And then you have to switch. And my husband, but it's fun, and I love it. And tonight, I promise you, he'll have Dunkin' Donut coffee, caramel, and cream because of the way I treat him. when you treat them, mistreat them, and say, I'm not going to go with you. I'm not following you. I remember one time he was speaking at Cedar Lake Conference Grounds. He always invites me. I always get a babysitter so I can go hear him speak. It's not every month even. And I was so excited that day. And when he got to Cedar Lake, he always invites me. Well, don't forget about tonight. He didn't say anything. I thought he got busy. And so we ate dinner when he got home a little earlier. He goes on and gets in the car, doesn't say anything. I just followed and jumped in the car. The lady next door was babysitting, Froso. And he said, where are you going? How would you feel? I said, well, you usually, Lita, let me go with you. Because I try to encourage him. I sit toward the front, not directly in front, because you have your head up like this, like two seats back. I sit, and I just try to encourage him. This is not encouraging. When he's talking, you're going, or, you know, that's not encouraging. So I got in the car, and he said, where are you going? I said, well, I thought I was going with you. I always go with you. He goes, oh, sure. Did you ever feel like you really aren't supposed to be there? But he didn't want to hurt my feelings. We got there. Probably an area about this large. I came up, and they were having split sessions. So I went and sat in my normal seat right there. They had a little tiny podium, and the associate pastor, the other assistant pastor with my husband, sat up there, and nobody's coming in. And I was getting a little funny feeling, like, where is everybody? And then all of a sudden, the men started pouring in from everywhere. Men. And I thought, where are the women? And the assistant pastor who works with my husband, he got up and he said, welcome men and JoJo to our all men's retreat. We talk with our faces. And I'm sure I went like this. Roy stepped down, came and sat next to me, put his arm around me. He said, if you're not welcome, neither am I. No, I didn't do that. But I thought about it. No, I didn't. But the leader of my home, he's the one that leads the Bible. He's the one that leads in soul winning. Learn to be faithful to all your services at church, ladies. If you ever want to, it's like a gas station. It is. And it's a B12 shot to my soul. To go to church and get the gasoline filled up. And like tomorrow, we'll have the bus route. I'll get all the treats to the kids in the morning by 7:30. And I'll be getting in late and washing clothes in between. So it's best to have clothes that are clean to take with us to mail. And so I'm going to take the clothes because these are more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And yet they're neat, but they're comfortable. So I want to wash them tonight about 11:30, 12. I'll wash the clothes, dry them in the morning, and be on my way. The bus, our Sunday school, we have an adult Sunday school class, and they look for me. I walk around, hug all the ladies, and talk to the men. I don't hug the men. And I talk to all the men. We have fun in our class. My husband's very humorous. And then he goes on the platform. He's in charge of the platform. He baptizes. As soon as he's done, we get in the car and take off a 6.5-7 hour drive to go to Mayo Clinic. I'm going to make it fun. I've already decided some things I'm going to do. I thought of a scavenger hunt in our room. With all his favorite things. I've already got it going in my mind. Not bought it yet. I have to do it on the way to church. But you enjoy that. Be faithful to all the church. Get involved in a ministry. Get involved in something, ladies. Maybe you say, I can't ride a bus. Could you make treats? Could you look in church for someone? This is what I try to do. It's just something I try hard. I sit in a certain section with college kids. I always sit in a certain section. Their last name is Moffitt. Same spelling. Everyone thinks they're my grandkids. So do they. But they sit with me. Then the Baker kids sit with me. I was very instrumental getting them to college, their family. So they all sit with me. Oh, it's so much fun. But we have a handshaking time, and I look for visitors. And there's one man that's crippled. He can't talk, and he comes every service. His son brings him. Go join them. It's just a fun thing to do. I wrote down so many things here, and I won't have time to say it all, but let me give you some things. Read the Bible together, your husband. When you wake up in the morning, ladies, wake up, and my husband does this every morning. Thank you, Lord, I'm alive again. Another day, I'm alive again. Believe me, we live this way, more than you realize. And then we pray. My husband likes to say that, from the Bible, the Lord's Prayer, and always thanks the Lord. Please lead us, you yield us, let me be more like you that want us to do. The leader of your church, we have our pastor who leads our church. He knows names like I've never, ever seen him. I think he knows your goldfish names. I think if he came to your house, he's going to know what your goldfish names. He takes a personal interest in us, and I love to support him in word and deed. love their family unconditionally. Love their family unconditionally. They call me Grandma JoJo. The Wilkerson kids call me Grandma JoJo. Somehow, we have the pool. They love to come over and swim in our pool. Not now, but in the summertime. And they always said, we need a special name for you. I didn't know what that meant, like Dodo, or what do you mean? He said, no, we need a special name for you. And that became Grandma JoJo. And I love that. That was 11 years ago. Encourage your pastor. Encourage him with texts, notes. Decorate his door. Special events. Think of their special event. Isn't that fun? Don't you appreciate when someone remembers your special days? I appreciate that, especially as I get older. Never be negative in thought and word. Be a builder, not a breaker. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. When I encourage him, I don't wait for a word back. That's almost selfish. You know, I'll give him a word, but is he gonna say something to me now? On Wednesday night, he was having us go around. We're having a servants conference next month, kind of almost like pastor school years ago. And he said, what should we be praying for right now, folks? And people were raising their hand. And I raised my hand. And I said, I need to pray for our hearts to be open, to learn and to grow and to change. And he said, and by the way, JoJo Moffitt's leaving. Miss JoJo. He's Southern. Miss JoJo. And she's leaving tomorrow to go to Napa, California. And by the way, folks, pray for her. She's speaking 4 times. You know she's having some issues right now with her health. He said, she's praying. She's speaking on soul winning, knowing better. I mean, it's just so complimentary and kind of, that's not true. I'm working always on soul winning, but I'm not finished, and he knows that too. Never be negative. Never be negative. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The leader of your home. The leader of your home. Let him lead. Encourage your husband. Make birthdays special. Make nice meals. I don't know about you. I wasn't a very good cook. When I first got married, my first meal was lasagna. I didn't have time to read the instructions. I just put the raw noodles in the pan. We didn't have much money, but this much ketchup, I watered it down with water. Like, it was just hardly any ketchup in it. The meat wasn't cooked. I didn't know you had to do that. I put the raw meat in there. I made my own sauce out of water and a little ketchup. We didn't use seasoning because my dad had a bad heart. There was no salt in it. Oh, by the way, it was beautiful in there. I had a tablecloth. I had candles. It was beautiful. I put the meal in for about 10 minutes, took it out, put it on his plate. He bit into it, cut the gum with the hard noodles. I clipped it, was bleeding inside of his mouth. And he said, who made this? I said, me. He said, did anyone help you? I'm sure he was saying, why didn't you ask for help? It was so bad, the dog didn't even eat the meat. He licked up a little bit of the liquid. I didn't do real well, but we have learned to serve together. I want to be a better Christian, for sure. But I keep thinking, you know, getting involved in the bus ministry. I would start to say it in a ministry, whatever ministry. We had the one man, some of you know this story, but we had a man on our bus ride. He was 54 years old. His name was Wilbur Hoover. Wilbur was Down syndrome, and he loved me. He was madly in love with me. And so one day he went up to Brother Hiles, and he said, I'm getting married. Brother Hiles, you know, he goes, you're getting married? He goes, I need money for an engagement ring. Can you give me some money? Well, it's behind the, he was opening the door where the choir comes out, and then the staff comes out, the men on the staff. Well, my husband's on the main staff 48 years. He has the same chair he sits in, the old auditorium, and I'll never forget it. Roy went to go push this button that blinks, that gives the choir the time to go out. Stops, and so many seconds it blinks again, and that's when the staff goes out. And Roy does that, manipulates that button. Roy went over to go do the button. This is Wilbur talking to him, talking to our pastor. He said, I'm getting married. He goes, who are you going to marry? He said, I'm going to marry Mrs. Moffitt when Brother Moffitt dies. Our pastor was so tickled over this. Normally the choir comes out, and then the staff comes out, then the choir sings right away. Not that day. He went right to the microphone. My husband had no idea what was going on. He's now back in his place. He said, folks, you all know Wilbur. Wilbur stands up, like always. And he always flips his hair like that. And he calls me Sweet Lips. He has all these real cute names for me. And he flips his hair and he said, Wilbur's getting married. And the people, He says, but guess who he's going to marry? He looks at Roy. Your wife, after you die. He said, if it's between Wilbur and Roy, I'm for Wilbur. This is all going on. Wilbur's on the bus, and he said to my kids, two of our kids working on the bus with me, he said to Justin and Joy, just call me Dad from now on. I'm not Wilbur. We go home to eat. Justin, just a little guy, he starts sobbing, just sobbing at the table. And I said, what's wrong, son? He goes, is Wilbur going to really be my dad if something happens to Dad? I thought, oh, my children. I'll tell you, you can have some fun times. And by the way, when he was critical, again, following the leader. Following the leader. My husband leads in everything. Your pastor leads. Your boss leads. Learn to follow. Do things for them. Encourage them. And when they have their birthday, honor them. Decorate their office area. Decorate their door. Notes are big. They're very big. Really big. But I keep thinking of all the crazy things we've had happen. I love to honor my husband, but I love to honor other people too. But please do it. Please do it. I have so many things, and we're done on time. I'm so sorry. But anyway, be an encourager to them. Encourage them what you hear and what you speak, and brag on them. Do things for them. Have a date night. You babysit. Let them go out. Maybe give them a gift card. I share with what I have. There's so many blessings I can think of, but I just will tell you one last thing. There was a girl in our church. She was like 37, I believe, four small children. And she had a disease that was debilitating, and just her body was just going down to where she was a cripple in bed. And I brought my college class over, and we decorated and read gifts to the kids. The greatest way you love people is to love their children. Amen. It really is. Love their wife. Encourage their wife. If you have something bad to say, give it to the devil, not to people. And I still remember us going over there and having a party for her. And we get a gift for every child, and then gave her a blanket. One of the girls made, and we had all of them made little quilts like type thing. I don't know how to do this. And they wrote a note, a personal note with a Bible verse. Ah, that was so special. And then as she became critical, I went to go see her. And it was during the harvest time. So I thought, I'm going to bring her some joy. So I dressed up like a fairy godmother with wings and a halo. And I thought, we go to the hospital by our house all the time. And I thought, I'm going to cheer her up. I had been there the day before. And so I walked up, and the nurses know us because my husband's on staff there. And they said, look at you. Oh, this is so cute. I said, I'm trying to cheer up Jenny. I was there the day before. Oh, that's so nice. Well, they all came and followed me. And as I went, I didn't just walk in the room. I was flying, kind of like, I can't do it now. I will die. I went, your fairy godmother's here. Your fairy godmother's here. And I looked. It was a man in bed. And his wife was with him. And the man said, I didn't know they had fairy godmothers here at the hospital. I said, they do now. And I couldn't get out of there fast enough. The nurses were laughing hysterically. I said, did Jenny die? No, she's moved to a regular room now. I said, such joy you bring to my life, and totally messed me up with other people. Get involved in your husband. Get involved with your kids. Try. Just get involved. Get involved. If they have something going on, go to it. Back their teacher. That's authority. Send notes to the teacher. Honor their birthdays. I'm big on honoring people that probably nobody else honors. It's just really big. I remember still at St. Margaret's Hospital when I went there. I was on the bus route on a Sunday, and I got overheated. You ever been there? And your heart kind of pounds in the hot weather. And when I got off the bus, my husband's the bus director. He said, Jojo, what's wrong? I said, what do you mean? He goes, your face is totally bright red. What's wrong? I said, I'm fine. My heart was 180 beats a minute. A paramedic, we have them at the church, checked it out. You need to get it checked out. Well, I was short one candy bar, and it was bothering me, because if you promise something you don't have it, you're a liar to these bus kids. So I'm determined I'm going to the grocery store. Roy said, no, we're going to the emergency room. Something's wrong. I get there to the emergency room. They check me out, and they said, you're having a tachycardia. I said, what does that mean? They said, your heart's beating too fast. You're being admitted. I said, no, I'm short a candy bar. I'll go get the candy bar. I'll be right back. You may not be back. You're going to die. And I thought, and one of our church members was there and came by and said, do you need anything? I said, yes. Can you go get a candy bar and take it to bus 30 to 32? They said, of course. Make a long story short, I was there for 5 days. 5 days. They found out that my gallbladder was blocked by a duct. I've never had duck to eat in my life, and I had no idea what the duck was. It's a duck. And it was, I was getting yellow looking. I mean, it was unreal what was happening. He said, we're probably going to have to take your gallbladder out. I said, no, I'm too high risk, please. I bleed. And my kidneys are bad. He goes, well, it's what we're going to have to do. On Thursday, they went to check me, Friday, to check me one more time to do an ultrasound to check it out, the location and all. And went down and, oh no, every single thing that they tested me for was off. Everything was wrong. And finally, they said, we're going to do the last test. If it doesn't show, you can go home. If not, you're having surgery. No, they messed up. Everyone was gone except the main person that ran that department that doesn't do the test. And I called down myself. I said, please, I need to go home. I'm a mom. I had at that time 5 kids. And I said, please, could you do it? She said, I don't do these anymore. Could you please? She took me down. That person took me down. And they started this ultrasound. It's like a wand with something oily on it or something. And she's doing it. And it was hurting me. And she was pushing. I said, ma'am, it's really hurting. And she said, ma'am, I don't do this. I'm doing this as a favor. I thought, no, what a favor, you know? And so I said, do you mind if I pray? I started to witness to her. She said, I know where you are, who you are. I know what you believe. I know what you're going to try to do to get me saved. I said, it's not me. It'd be a personal decision with the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to hear it. I said, do you mind if I pray? She says, no. Dear Jesus, I pray you're going to work on this lady's heart. All she needs to know is she's a sinner. She needs to know the penalty for sin. I went through the whole thing. And if she would trust you right now, it would be worth it that I'd go through surgery. Amen. What did you pray that? Why did you pray that? I said, because I meant it. They did the ultrasound. The doctor came in, did another ultrasound. They got my doctor on the phone, Dr. Streeter. He said, JoJo, did you hear the news? Yesterday, you see the stone. Today, the stone is gone. Amen. This happened. But that lady that did the test said, what did you pray? I said, I prayed that the Lord would take the stone away. But if not, I'd be willing to go through surgery that you might get saved. She says, how can I get saved? Oh. I led her to Christ. We got in the elevator. We're going upstairs. And she said to me, are you an angel? Nobody was with me. But I saw my husband's face. I'm not an angel. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not an angel, but I believe God sent me here. And then a lady was in the room waiting for me. I'll never forget it. Her name's Sandy Stiller. And that lady, that attendant, said, can I ask you something? Is this JoJo Moffin an angel? And she said, we think so. Yeah. On Sunday, I was on the bus route, went to where I always go downstairs to wash my hands, clean up a little bit. And I knelt down because I'm tall and there's a long mirror. And the lady came behind me and she said, do you remember me? I said, help me, give me a hint. Are you an angel? That day, she rode her son's Sunday school bus. She went forward. She made a public profession and faith in Jesus Christ, and my husband baptized her. I don't know about you, but it's fun to follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. My college girls, I don't see, I'm sure my time is done. So my girls said, how can you show love and loyalty? My college girls said, join the soul winning ministry, plan surprises for them, love their family like your own. This is referring to people that lead you. Be faithful to whatever you commit yourself to. Remember their special day. Say thank you after his message. Let them know it was a help. Stay awake. Give them homemade treats. Be supportive. Show respect to him and his family. Pray for them. Make a meal for them. Praise your pastor. Help clean the church if there's a need you can help with. Show up for soul winning. Get involved. Make a care package during special days. Send it to them. Decorate their door. Get along with the other members of the church. That's encouraging to the leader. Make care packages. Know your pastor's family on a personal level. Have his back. If someone tries to talk badly about him, don't let it happen. Change the subject. The whole thing is, I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Roy Moffitt, I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. You love somebody? Do you love me or do you not? You told me once, I forgot. Love people while you can. When they're in the casket, it's too late. Love your mom and dad. Love the people that lead you. When you start to say something you shouldn't say, shut up. I love you, ladies. It's my last time. I'm leaving to Chicago, Illinois. God bless you.